This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Tonight is the night for the Business Improvement District's tree lighting and the annual Downtown Oshkosh Holiday Parade, sponsored by the Oshkosh Corporation. The theme of the parade this year is the Nutcracker. Music in Opera House Square begins at 5. The tree lighting is 6, and the parade steps off at 6:30. You can also participate or watch the Jingle Jog prior to the parade downtown. Tis the season for candidates to announce their plans to run. Jacob Plohm is the latest to announce he's running for the city council. Chris Larson, DJ Nichols, and Chris Ulrich have already announced on social media. 3 city council seats are being contested. There are also 3 seats on the Oshkosh School Board up for grabs. The 3 incumbents there say they plan to seek re-election. The Oshkosh Fire Department's food and toy drive is back again. Next Monday night, they'll bring Santa and the old fire engine to the central part of the city. Last year, 6,100 pounds of food, 2,500 toys, and over $4,000 in cash were collected. Page 2, the Celebration of Lights is up and running on the EAA grounds. Another free community night is coming up on Sunday night. EAA, by the way, has their annual Christmas in the Air celebration on Saturday at the museum. The city of Oshkosh is having a meeting next week on electric vehicles. The public meeting will deal with the number of EVs currently in the city, the future number, charging needs, and identifying charging stations. The meeting is Tuesday night at the public library. The Oshkosh Corporation is teaming up with a Dutch firm to build equipment trailers for the U.S. Army. That contract is worth $342 million and maybe more. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers hosted the Oshkosh Police Department and others for their annual Lights of Christmas event. The OPD received gift cards and blessing bags filled with basic necessities to give out to those in need in the community. And ground has been broken on the expansion of the Appleton International Airport. It'll nearly double in size. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North's boys basketball team is ranked number 4 in the state as they open their season on Friday night. And UW Oshkosh's women's volleyball team lost last night to Claremont Mud in California at the NCAA Division III Women's Tournament quarterfinal round. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.